Joined on the call by the head coach of New Hampshire Wildcats, Rick Santos. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A wild game in Durham Saturday. You guys come up a little short, 54-51 in overtime as you've gone back and looked at the game. Just give me an analysis on what happened.
Yeah, you know, it certainly was. Credit to Coach Shinnick and his guys. They battled all the way through, found ways to finish the game. You know, they finished the half out strong and obviously making a play on that last drive and then finishing better than we did in overtime. I thought our guys battled. You know, we overcame 2 10-point deficits. So some key takeaways, I think, from a positive light is, you know, offensively, we cleaned up some things from a week earlier, did a much better job in the red zone. We were 7 for 7, 5 of those being touchdowns. And then those critical situations on third and fourth down, you know, on third down, I think we were 11 to 16. So we were fishing that way, pretty prolific through the air as well. Max Brosmer saw the field well, distributed the ball. I thought the offensive line did a really nice job in pass protection. But ultimately, we got to find a way to get some key stops when it matters.
You talked about Max's day. We have seemingly talked about different receivers every week that step up. This week, Caleb Burke, 7 catches, 84 yards, and a touchdown. So maybe talk about not only his day, but the depth that you've been able to put together at that position and Max's ability to see whoever the open guy seems to be.
Yeah, I think they're, you know, Max doing a really good job seeing the field right now and distributing it. And I think those guys understand their role pretty multiple in terms of our formations and personnel groups and how we move those guys around. So they're doing a good job in their preparation during the week. And then when their number's called, they're going out there and they're making plays. So certainly happy with the way that our receiving corps is progressing so far.
You touched on the defense, the inability to maybe get some stops. Is you're up 10 there with about 8 minutes to go. What did Towson do to cause you problems Saturday?
Well, you know, I think they're really big up front. They did a good job with their offensive line, kind of moving us a little bit, creating some big gaps. And Diego Hunter's dynamic. You know, we got to tackle better in space. You know, I think we have some guys that are more than capable on the defensive side of the ball. And I think it was a lot to do with how dynamic Towson's skill guys are. You know, they had some really good schemes. They hit with some tempo stuff, some formation to the boundary that gave us fits a little bit. You know, but ultimately there were plays to be made. And you know, we got to find a way to close games out better than we have been doing right now.
How difficult was it? Nathan Kent obviously had the big day with his arm, but also especially in the fourth quarter had some big runs, the fourth down play and some other plays. What was he able to do so effectively?
Oh, I tell you what, he was a warrior out there. We had a couple zero pressure plays where we kind of sent the house at him. First of all, he recognized and kind of undressed what we were doing defensively in real time, you know, a testament to him and obviously how he prepared all week. And then, you know, we hit him 3 or 4 times as he was throwing the ball, some vicious, violent collisions. He hung in there, threw the ball under duress, some perfect touch passes. He was accurate, in particular in those man-to-man situations. You know, he had 2 fades, one-on-one that he made the throws for touchdown, and then a couple seam balls up the middle when we sent those all-out pressures, as I mentioned, and he hung in there, took a shot, and delivered. You know, he definitely showed some competitive greatness out there. I mean, he was a warrior.
Question this morning from Kyle Kensing. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, with the Briscoe, you know, making those plays on special teams, and now, you know, multiple weeks this season where you have special team scores, how much emphasis are you putting on that phase of the game, and how kind of much of a pillar, you know, of what you do are the special teams?
It's a huge part of what we do. We put a huge emphasis in practice. The guys are buying in. They truly care about it. You know, they understand that it has the ability to be a game defining play. And we've had numerous one of those as the season's gone along. We got to clean some things up. We're still too penalized on that. And I think we're an attacking style punt return unit where we're going after a lot of punts, and it's great. You know, we're certainly reaping the benefits from that with some block punts. And obviously anytime you score on a unit that's not on offense is huge and gives you an opportunity to win. But you know, we ran into the kicker once, and then another one we got blocked into that was close. So we just got to make sure that, you know, we're trusting our techniques, you know, we're doing the right thing myself when we're calling those, and when, you know, when we need to be in a holdup situation, and just making sure that I'm putting the guys in the best possible situation to succeed.
Rick, along with Briscoe, Randall Harris got one. As you said, you guys have gotten a bunch of kicks. What do you look for? A lot of those guys also play significant snaps for you on defense. What do you look for when you're looking for guys on teams to have the skills to block those kicks?
Yeah, I mean, just guys that have kind of elite first step, have the ability to kind of bend. And then some of our guys that, you know, are that give the most effort in practice. And, you know, we practice kind of, we have a kick block circuit and a bunch of different fundamentals that we're doing outside of just what the scheme is. So, you know, good job by coach kind of Garrett McGillick or, you know, Garrett McLaughlin, our special teams coordinator out there. You know, he puts our guys in great situations. He really does. And they practice with a purpose and showing up.
A bye week ahead, obviously, a couple of losses in conference play is not where you want to be sitting. What is some of the focus as you look ahead to this bye?
Yeah, we just got to get back to some fundamental stuff. You know, we're 10 points away from being where we want to be. And it's very hard to win in this conference. It's evident. You know, everybody's giving us their best shot and rightfully so. And you know, we're not responding the right way. So for us, it's finding a way to get the next one. Bye week comes at a good time. Obviously you'd love to have momentum going into it with a win. But there's no time to feel sorry for ourselves. So we got to go back to practicing the right way, doing some things, you know, for me, taking a hard look in the mirror, kind of how I'm motivating these guys, getting them ready to play. And there's still a lot of football ahead of us. So, you know, we're going to make sure that we clean up some things as coaches. We'll get the guys and the leaders as organization doing the right things, and we'll be ready to go for Albany.
Offensively, Max is, I think he's number two now in the country in passing yardage, total offense. Have you seen teams, because of Dylan's skills and people kind of loading the box and daring him to throw, and obviously he's responded well to that, but how have you seen that offensively? Have you seen teams just try to take him away and kind of put it in Max's hands?
Yeah, I think so. And again, it's, you know, we're trying to get a feel for what the flow of the game is and how we're attacking teams and then adjust, you know. So we tried to establish a ground game a little bit kind of early in that game, and I thought Towson did a nice job with their defensive front four, kind of limiting our explosive plays on the ground, you know. And then we went one up tempo drive. We had a ton of success. Max was facilitating, seeing the field well. And then basically the entire second half, we were more spread than we have been. We were up tempo. We were going, kind of pushing the pace, and then able to, you know, whatever it was, score 28 points in the second half. So I think it was a great call by our offense coordinator, Brian Scott, and how we saw it. And I think Max did a really good job pushing the pace. So we're going to continue to find creative ways to put the ball in the end zone and ultimately find ways to make plays at the end.
Got another question for you from Justin McIsaac. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, Coach. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Rob. You mentioned the defensive line. They've been getting close to getting sacks this year, but really haven't seen the sack production from Flex and Josiah Silver. Is there any reason for that? Is it just the offensive lines you faced doing a good job, or like you said, put a lot of hits on the quarterback, not quite getting the big play sacks? What do you see when you look at that?
Yeah, it's a great question. Thanks for that, Justin. I think it's first and foremost, we face some really good offensive line. You know, secondly, I think the opposing team's offensive coordinator is doing a phenomenal job of game planning for those guys, whether they're sliding the one, leaving a tight end on the other side, chipping them with the running back. So they're certainly at the focal point of the opposing team's pass protection. And then, yeah, I mean, those are two guys that need to step up for us if we're going to have success down the stretch. They have the ability to be dynamic. For whatever reason, we're just a step behind right now. But we have all the confidence and the faith in the world in those guys. I know they're going to get it right. They work at it. They truly care. They're great teammates. But yeah, I'm gonna challenge both of those guys to step up here down the stretch.
All right, Rick. Thanks as always for your time here this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thank you.